EBA mobile.
Just leaving the fruit market here in a minute.
Car from the post office, W2T. I'm in, just got me a tank full of gas here, so I can go a few more miles before I have to fill up again. And anyway, so Tom, did you get what you were looking for?
Well, Bruce did.
Hi, Dave.
And Rusty.
And Rusty.
Yeah, she goes back on the used table back there and gets the riper ones. I call it the used table. And I just get whatever I see. I like seafood, Dave.
Package that was supposed to be delivered to the post office for me hasn't arrived yet. The computer part that I need. So that figures. I'll probably have to run back here before they close at 4 o'clock to pick it up. Oh well, now I'm going to go find me something for lunch so I can take home and sit down and eat lunch. And all. But that's going to be at the Chinese restaurant. Go ahead, David.
Send your OTR. Go ahead, David.
ABA. So I'm getting ready to turn around, but there's a train was going by, but the tail end just went by, so they're opening back up here. So I think about living off of Rufford Road, these doggone train tracks, and they're on both sides of the road. Who would ever have thunk it?
If I got it, let's send your OTR. I got petrol over at Sam's a while ago for $1.59. I usually don't go there, but if Sam's or Costco's has got a line that's open, I go ahead and get it there. It's usually cheaper. It says it's $1.72 here at Spinx at Wade Hampton and Buncombe right now. Yeah, I get chopped out pretty easily, guys. What's the forecast? Supposed to rain this afternoon?
Plans for some more rain like we had yesterday, and W2T. And, it's supposed to be scattered, as they say. And I was talking with David after you disappeared a while ago. The gas station up at the end of my road, their gas went from 179 on Saturday to 189 this morning. And that sounds like price gouging to me. That's the one across the street still $1.79, and they were even down to $1.77 for a little while on Saturday. So I don't understand how these two. And if I go down the street, they're still only $1.73 or $1.74 down the street, about half a mile. So go figure. I don't know. Anyway. Making my way around here. I'm just talking about crossing railroad tracks. I have to cross a couple going back towards my house after I leave the post office because I don't like to get up on the road where the bridge is. It goes over. I try to stay off of Highway 221 as much as possible. And all. But anyway, and David, go ahead. Pick it up.
In the driveway, so I'm going to bail out of here on you guys and let y'all have it. And go inside and see what kind of trouble I can get into. Actually, I think I'll do some more work on towards getting this vertical antenna up so I can get back on HF. So anyway, 73s, gentlemen, and go ahead and pick it up, Tom. KB4CBA clear after your final.
Okay, Dave. Great to hear you. 73s. You have a good day. I smell diesel here at Aldi's for some reason. Probably coming off of Wade Hampton. Well, I ordered my wire for my Carolina Wyndham, Rusty, from the wireman, and boy, that shipping is what gets you. And I didn't go up there because I'm sure they don't want people coming up there right now with this COVID going around. But it's $16 just for an 11-mile trip there. But I went ahead and ordered it, and I ordered a lightning arrestor, a new one from HRO. And just checking my lines here, see if I'm parked okay. And they were out of the lightning arrestors. I got a call from them today. I was kind of surprised at that. They're the Alpha Delta ones, but I'm not in any hurry. And if push comes to shove, I could probably use the old one. It just looked like it was a little oxidized inside there from what I could see without putting the spyglass on it. And they got a little fuse in them. Now, you might tell me, I don't know, and I doubt if you can. I doubt if anybody can, maybe Bill. There's a little fuse in there, or I think it's just a, it's not a fuse, it's an arc gap. And so there's no way of checking that to see if it's good or bad. So I ordered a new one, and they aren't cheap. But I had a spare spark gap thing I can put in there. So I'm going to get that going again. Got the stuff coming for that. I had to order a new mic for my truck. Sender OTR.
And I need to get me a couple of lightning arresters and put one on each of these antennas I've got. I got to figure out how to get those type of things installed and everything. I guess you install them inside a box so you can close them up in it. Run one end of coax in one side of it and the other end out the other side type of thing. And I don't know how you can do that with when you're using feed line as ladder line, but I'll figure it out somehow. Anyhow. But, Dave, we'll talk to you later. But, you know, the gas prices, it's weird going on around here. And if I go over towards Greer and towards Duncan and over towards Greer, I'll even find cheaper prices than I got right over here. So, at least mostly anyway. But, you know, it is what it is, as they say. So, yeah, the problem is that that 11-mile trip that you're talking about with your for your coax is probably going to make about a 75-mile trip before it gets to your house there, Tom. Over.
You're probably right, Rusty. And they're very reliable, usually. They sure are. We ship a box of peaches once or twice a year to my nephew up in Boston. And, guys, when I tried doing that one year, and we haven't done it very many years, it gets expensive. But when I done it from the UPS, they were rotten time to get there, in the same way to Kansas. I ship them by FedEx, and they're there in 2 days, every single time, right on the front porch. So, go figure. That's the way things are. On the lightning arrestor, I don't know, Beans, you throw that kink in there about the ladder line, but the ones I get are from Alpha Delta, and they use PL259s on each side of it, and you can just drive a ground rod in the ground, and you can buy a bracket from almost anybody, DX Engineering, HRO, and probably even the wireman, and you can mount it on that, or just mount it on a pole there and run a piece of number six copper, solid copper, over to the ground rod. But they're stud mount. They got like a quarter inch stud, I'll guess, coming out the back, and you just mount it to a little piece of plate. Like I said, they got copper ones. They're a little more pricey, I suppose. Just so you get good connection. And it goes straight through them, and they can be right out in the open. They don't have to be in a box or anything, Rusty. And they got a little knurled cap on them, and you can take it off with your fingers, and that little spark gap thing in there is about a quarter inch thick and maybe 5/16 in diameter, if that. And it's tiny. And it's right underneath that brass knurled bolt that goes into the top of it. Very easily replaceable. And one other thing, when you look at lightning arresters, be sure you look at the type of connector, in connector, PL259, whatever, and be absolutely sure that it's for the frequency range that you want. And these are 3GT50 or something like that. I could always tell you the number, and they go up to 500 megahertz. But some of the other ones aren't compatible with our frequencies, Rusty.
Over. Several people about the making sure they're good for, and also, yeah, I'd want something to cover 160 through 10 meters, and all, because I don't have any six. I don't really have 6 meter capability where I am right now. I am going to build me a 6 meter. Fix me up a 6 meter dipole and string it up in the trees, you know, possibly over the top of the house or something like that. And then I'll cut it for the center of the 6 meter band and then see what I can do with that and go from there. But that's for something for another day, as they say. And see if I can find me a place down here at the grocery store parking lot to park in the shade. And that looks like everybody got all the shady shots, sites. And I'll talk to you later, Tom. I'm here. Let me run around. I'm going to run around on the other side so the back of the car is to the sun instead of the front. And I'll catch up with you later. Go in here, go over here and order my lunch and then go inside and get my groceries, a couple of items at the grocery store, and then come back and get my lunch. Talk to you later. And by the way, up at the Wireman, what they do is you place your order, and then they'll come down, they'll bring it down to the bottom of their hill and for you to pick it up down there. So you don't have to go up to the top, and they don't have a lot of folks up there. I heard talk to somebody else that went up there and got some stuff. But they have you meet them at the bottom of the hill down there where the tractor trailer trucks unload before they take stuff up. All right, talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I ordered what Bill said that he used, and it was the longest lasting and the toughest. And he actually texted me the number on it from the Wireman, and I ordered that. Ironically, that 265-foot Carolina Wyndham will resonate 2 meters, and I noticed, I think it was Radio Works or somebody was selling them, and they were telling people that they work on 2 meters. Of course, at a much reduced wattage, but I know when I had a friend plot mine one time and put it on a computer, and it resonated at 2 meters, and I couldn't believe it. See you later, Rusty. Send 0TR.